From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush has looked within his own cabinet for a nominee to head the Department of Health and Human Services. The current Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, Michael Levitt, who took that job just over a year ago, will succeed Tommy Thompson if he's confirmed by the Senate. As NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House, Levitt's nomination came as a surprise.
Mike Levitt's name was not among those circulating in Washington conversation as possible replacements for Thompson. Most prominent among those mentioned was Dr. Mark McClellan, the older brother of White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan. Dr. McClellan is a former head of the Food and Drug Administration and currently runs the government's Medicare and Medicaid programs. Dr. McClellan's current job includes overseeing the new law designed to help senior citizens pay for prescription drugs. The White House considers that law one of the president's major legislative accomplishments of the first term and wants it to go well. So the president turned to Levitt, a 53-year-old, three-term former governor of the state of Utah, who has been at the EPA just since last year. In a very brief ceremony at the White House, Mr. Bush looked ahead.
We will continue pursuing the great promise of medical research, always ensuring that the work is carried out with vigor and moral integrity. We will not relent in our efforts to protect the American people from disease and the use of disease as a weapon against us.
Levitt, meanwhile, noted that as a governor, he had experience with health care issues, and he said the EPA and HHS do have something important in common.
The quality of health and the health condition of people in this nation is a commitment that is shared among both agencies, as is the connection between science and health. As the President suggested, the Department of Health and Human Services plays a vital part of the lives of every American.
The administration is banking on Levitt winning confirmation from the Senate easily. After all, he went through the same process before taking the EPA job. And while there will certainly be probing questions about how he will handle his new task, the scrubbing he has already had makes it highly unlikely there'll be surprises like those that derailed the nomination of Bernard Kerik at Homeland Security. Kerik withdrew last week after admitting he had failed to pay employer taxes for a nanny who may have been in the country illegally. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.